From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. Fundraising is always tough for nonprofits in a bad economic climate, but as Salt Lake Tribune reporter Lee Davidson recently reported, fund drives for the Boy Scouts that are supported by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints have been doing well thanks to tactics that differ from the guidelines laid out in the Boy Scouts National Handbooks. Lee joins me now in the studio. Thanks for your time, Lee. Appreciate having you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Lee, tell me what the annual Friends of Scouting campaign is and how these campaigns supported by the church kind of differ from the Scouts National Guidelines.
The campaign is to raise money for the local council of the Boy Scouts. It's not for the local troop or local kids. It helps pay for things like scout shops and campgrounds. In most of the nation, the scouts ask for money just from parents of the scouts. Mm-hmm. In Utah, the scouts go to every house in Utah, or they aim to. They ask for it's a little bit more high pressure here than in other areas. LDS leaders will ask for $50 to $100 from every family. Mm-hmm. They are visited face-to-face. That's the biggest difference. There's a lot of face-to-face contact, and they ask for specific amounts. And they have their church leaders asking for the money.
And, in fact, this is an annual drive that just started over the weekend here in Utah. Is that correct?
In most places here, yes.
Where does this money actually go? And, perhaps more importantly, where does it not go?
First, it does not go to the local scout troop. Mm-hmm. A lot of them raise money in different means, car washes, putting up American flags on holidays, etc. This goes to the council, including, controversially, some high salaries of these councils. Mm-hmm. Some scout executives nationally make more than $200,000. Locally, they have made that much. Currently, it looks like they make a little bit less than that, but it's still in six-figure range, which surprises a lot of people for a volunteer organization.
And at least one point, Lee, it looks like there was some kind of incentive for wards to raise as much money as they can?
They used to have financial quotas. Mm-hmm. Now some have financial goals. Some apparently do not. In the Great Salt Lake Council, which is headquartered in Salt Lake City, they used to set goals, and if you hit the goal, your group paid 10% less for a camp or 10% less for a lot of the things at the scout shop. A couple of years ago, the Great Salt Lake Council said they stopped that and lowered the price of their camps.
You, of course, sought interviews with the heads of the local scout councils, the recipients of these funds, like the Great Salt Lake Council. How much luck did you have there?
At first, a couple of them agreed to talk to me, but they later declined. They asked to have questions submitted to them in writing, and they responded as a group in writing.
And so what did they have to say about the perhaps high-pressure tactics and the fact that they differ from what the national standards are?
They didn't have a lot to say. They spoke mostly in generalities about the importance of scouting to youth and how it can help them. A lot of the details we got from looking at their handbooks, which mostly are available online, their YouTube training videos, things like that.
And it sounds like they weren't too eager to give you salary information as well. You had to go somewhere else.
They declined to give us their most current salary information. We had to go to IRS Form 990s, which were a couple of years out of date, and we pulled them off of a place online called GuideStar.
And so from what you can tell, are there families within the church of Boy Scouts or perhaps people who are targeted by the fundraising pitches that are upset about this, even if they perhaps don't want to be quoted on the record as saying that?
Fundraising is always hard for the people who are assigned to go out and ask for money and people who are being pressured to give money who may not have a lot. Mm-hmm. And so it's always a sensitive topic. And, you know, there's a lot of people who think this is a great thing and donate and always will. There are others who think that maybe this is a little bit too high pressure. Having a bishop or someone ask me for money makes it more than just a voluntary thing. It's a pressured thing.
And finally, I just want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier. Although these salaries, six figures in some instances, do seem high, when it comes to the counterparts of these executives at these local scout councils in other places like Los Angeles, these salaries are, in fact, lower. Is that correct?
When you look at councils of a similar size to those in Utah, the ones in Utah appear to be a little bit lower. The man who makes the most for a similarly sized council is used to be the scout executive in the Great Salt Lake Council here. He makes $338,000 now. Hmm. Used to make about $228,000 here. The chief national scout executive for the whole nation makes $1.12 million. So you can make some money as a scout leader.